If I had a title of this message, it would be called Believing. Believing. And believing is so powerful on so many levels, because believing is the basis of how we function. We function because we believe. And how we believe dictates how we function. We believe in Jesus Christ and His Word and His. So I pray we can do, I pray we follow Him. But we follow Him because we believe. Praise God. If you look throughout the world today, everything is made up of what they believe. And so everybody is given a manner of faith. Praise God. The Bible says that every man is given a portion of faith. And what we believe dictates where we're going. Praise God. How we function, how we act. For a lack of a better example, America is no doubt in a, it has always been under siege, and it is definitely things are stirring out to the top. And I'm not going to get into this, because Brother Marcus don't like the political politics and all that kind of manipulation and craziness. And but things are rising to the top, things that were. And so you see different belief systems, different functions, different behaviors, attitudes, all in the same one country. And it's because everybody believes something. And usually that belief, when your belief system puts you at odds with people, which it will, but if it puts you as odd as people as the enemy, we have to check what we're believing. Praise God. And I mean that the enemy uses people just like God does. But the Apostle Paul so eloquently put it, as far as that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principality. And we're gonna do a series here soon on principality. Praise God. And so what started this message today, I was thinking about something God has spoken to me years ago about disappointment, and that we oftentimes find ourselves disappointed because we put our trust in things that can't hold it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We put our trust in men at times, in the place of God. Doesn't mean we don't honor people, but and we don't honor people. And we don't esteem, as the Bible tells us, to do these things. But I mean our full and total trust in flesh. And this is how we acted when we were in the world. We did what felt good to us, what we thought was good for us. Praise God. And things of this nature, and the outcome, I don't know about for you, but for me, ultimately wasn't good. The little satisfaction did not outweigh the damage, praise God, that took place. And so he was dealing with me today about ministering to me today about believing. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, there's a transfer. Hallelujah. It's not always overnight. I've heard testimonies where people have gotten saved and they were alcoholics the previous hour. And God transform them. Some things do come overnight, but not often. And so we have to keep believing, regardless if we see the outcome or not. So it's basically our belief system is based on the income. If that makes sense. What we're feeding ourselves. You feed yourself fear, you're going to live a fearful life. You feed yourself faith, you're going to have a faithful life. Hallelujah. So the principalities control our lives. The principle. Hallelujah. Jesus came to present and bring us into a kingdom with a king who's infallible. His principles don't change with time. His truth doesn't change by location. Jesus was the same yesterday, today, and forever. His truth didn't change. It changes us, but it doesn't change. It was here before we believed it. It was here. It's going to be after we leave this earth. It's still going to remain true. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so because nobody reaches for help unless they know they have something to help them with, if that makes sense. A lot of us have alligator arms, but we don't reach because we have deemed them our enemies. They're not worthy of reaching for. Hallelujah. And this was something that plagued the Jews and the Gentiles. Not the disciples, but, well, Peter acted somewhat funny around some people at a time, but he got right with it in that. And so there was a time that there was some sect of Jews that thought Gentiles did not deserve salvation. So in turn, they didn't preach to them. And the Apostle Paul called it. He was labeled the apostle to the Gentiles. He indiscriminately sowed seed. He indiscriminately sowed seed. He did not discriminate. Hallelujah. And when we do, there's a faulty belief system. There's something broken. Hallelujah. Praise God. And more than anything, Jesus did, he healed. He's a healer. He taught, he preached, but he also healed. And there is no freedom when we believe wrong. Anytime your belief system is restricting from the principles of God, there's some bad belief. There's some faulty belief. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll make sense here in just a minute, thank you, God. Y'all turn with me to Romans 15. Praise God. We expect, because A, we lived in the world. We expect the world to be the world. But the church is always supposed to be a peculiar people. Different. Our playbook is not according to the flesh. It's according to the Spirit of God. But it oftentimes doesn't have happen that way. Hallelujah. And in order for us to really engross and ingratiate ourselves into the kingdom, we've got to scrap old playbooks. Praise God. We have got to scrap old playbook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believing is the title of this message. And I promise you, I'm not going to be before you long. What did I say? Romans 15? Yeah, we'll stick. I mean, we could be here till Jesus come back. Just in a few passages. But for the sake of getting on with some things. Thanks to God. The book of Romans is, all of the Word of God, and I know y'all hear me say this every week, but the book of Romans is fascinating. To see the psychology and the location, just not the location, and just not the psychology, but to see that and if you understand history, the governmental sanctioning and law. It was a very debauchery field, if you will, place. Many of them knew of Jewish culture, didn't know Jews, but knew of them. And there was some sects, there was some pockets of Judaism at the time. But the Apostle Paul was undertaking a project, literally, building a skyscraper, if you will, with a shovel and some mortar. It was a brick and mortar. I mean, I don't have an example, but it was a better example right now. But it was a tall task. When the sanctioning government of that time was, you know, not to alienate one sin more than the other, but he was a practicing homosexual. He was extremely unstable and violent. They lived like they were the world, and they lived like animals. And he was the leader, and there were brothels on every corner. Sound familiar? There's nothing new under the sun. The enemy has been the enemy from the beginning. Praise God. And so, God had told the Apostle Paul he would go to Rome and preach the gospel. Little did he know his demise would be there also. But he died preaching the gospel. And so he is ministering to, you're talking about Goliath being big. He's ministering to people who are not even familiar with Jesus. Because y'all know history. Jesus had died maybe 40 years prior, 50 years prior. He was bringing, he looked real in the minority, so to speak. He looked real limited. But how many know that it is not what we see, but it is what we believe? So you know his belief system had to be strong to undertake a mission that seemed like it was, in essence, it was a suicide. They eventually beheaded him. His belief was what Jesus said. He wasn't worried about the result. He was focused on his belief, our belief. And I say suicide because we know he didn't kill himself, but you know what I mean? He knew that the end was not going to be glorious. I mean, it is glorious. His end was glorious, and it was a glory. But looking from a perspective of the world. But his belief. Can we be so committed to our belief in Christ? Can we not take thought for our own? Can we be so committed and so ingratiated in belief that we don't take thought for who, the where? Can we just believe God? Is my question being posed today? Because we oftentimes want to either see reciprocity, what can I get out of this? And then we determine in our mind, are they worth this deposit? Hallelujah. Well, I can sit up here and tell you we're reading from a man of God, reading the Word of God about a man of God's life who believes. I would say, hallelujah, that it was powerful. We sit here 2,000 years later reading epistles from a man who was on house arrest. The power of belief. How the power of belief cannot, I don't care how much you've been changed, it cannot hold belief. I don't care how long something has been going on, it is not bigger than belief. We believe more in the vices than we do in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we believe? Hallelujah. The title of this message is belief. I'm not going to hold you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can recognize evil. Why? Because we were evil, if we want to get real about it. Because there's nothing good in us but the Son of God himself, which transformed us into Son of God. And we look around and we see evil, and we have these new reports, these news reports, and I'm not clowning anybody for believing the news or watching the news, but I'm just refused to live my life according to the news reports of the world. Doesn't mean I'm not aware. I'm just not, my life is not going to be destructive that way. And God has decided, designed for us not to live that way either, as blood-bought believers. Hallelujah. He talked extensively about the kingdom. If you look through the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he talked about the kingdom of God in this world, but not of this world.
Amen.
In this world, but not of it. See, because when you become of it, you'll do as it does. Your belief system is fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
It's so decrepit. Hallelujah. But thank God for men who dare, the men and women of God. And you know, we are only here because there was somebody who dared to believe God. Jesus believed God. He was God. He is God. But to be an example for us, he believed God. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear all day, but are we believing? Hallelujah. Can we not focus on the results and just focus on believing? Because the results are going to be, hallelujah. The Father is going to, hallelujah, all things work to the good of those who love the Lord according to their purpose. According to the calling. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word tonight. I promise you I'm not going to hold y'all too long. Believing is the title of this message. Romans 15. And we're going to start in 10. And I'm just going to read a few of these things of God. So now, the Roman church, hallelujah, it's being, God has sent his servant into Rome, into a place who hasn't heard about him. Jesus, have not been indoctrinated. This was like the canvas was blank. And where he looked, where many of us, well, I did anyway, we'll look at it as a challenge. Paul looked at it as an opportunity. People who believe look at things differently. Hallelujah. Praise God. People who believe look at things differently. I was talking to a man of God this week, and it had dawned on me, why did the enemy enter into, why did he appear as a serpent? He could have appeared as anything, but he appeared as a serpent. A snake. And I will believe it was according to his perspective. He was looking at things from bottom up. Hallelujah. God looks at things from top down. And your perspective, your actions and how you move change according to how your perspective sees things. So he could not be in God's presence or be he could not any longer be in fellowship with God. So what did he try to do? He tried to pull Adam and Eve to him. Hallelujah. Nate's behavior always wants to pull perspectives down or pull things down, meaning pull away from, separate things from God. The agenda of the enemy, who is the prince of this world, his whole perspective is to pull away from God. Always has been, always will be. Oh. Praise God. But thank God for the seed. Oh. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. 15, chapter 15 and verse 10. Praise God. Verse 10. Now, Paul was talking about the edification of one another, the behavioral issues of the church. He talked about in 14 how follow after the things that make peace, follow after the things of the Spirit, following after the things of Christ. And he talked about edifying one another, basically following after the virtuous nature of God, following after and believing God. Because just as the time we are in now and have been, they were in time, there was nothing foreign then. There's a lot going on around them. But it's not what's going on around them. It's what's going on in you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 15, Romans 15 and 10. So he's talking to, of course, he's in Rome, so they were Gentiles. And he was talking about how they are accepted and have the same right as anybody else. Because there was a lot of banter in there from different teachers saying they weren't worthy and this, that, and that. The enemy is alive. The same thing the enemy speaks to us. You're supposed to have that cancer. The enemy is alive. You're supposed to have this. The enemy is alive. Hallelujah. You're supposed to look what you did. Hallelujah. And when he tells you, look what you did, you tell him, look what he did. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to say that our actions don't have collateral damage. Praise God. But I'm also telling you God can resurrect. Praise God. He's a resurrecting God. Praise God. Which brings us to verse 10. And I'm not going to read too many of these. Thank you, God. Verse 10. And again, he says, rejoice, you Gentiles. Praise God. While with his people, rejoice. Praise God. Can I tell you today that verse right there? I can stop right there on this teaching tonight. Can we rejoice regardless? Can we rejoice for the simple fact that God is with us?
Amen.
And that's more than enough, thanks of God. Can we learn to rejoice? Do we have to rejoice when we get that light bill paid? I'm here to tell you, rejoice when you get the bill. Can I tell you, rejoice when you get the eviction letter? Can I tell you, rejoice when your child takes their first crack pipe? Rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Because I promise you, he's unstoppable. He is undefeated, thank you.
Amen.
And again, he say, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him. That means honor. Projecting, elevating all you people. Lauding. Now watch this. And again, Isaiah says, so he takes scripture and breaks things down. And this is what I love about the epistle, and I love about the scripture. Because it changes, just like God, it changes not. And there's always support. Hallelujah. A lot of times in our life, and I say support things, I was talking to my brother earlier and we were discussing how the enemy has cheering sections also. I used to always wonder how Hitler ruled a whole nation. I read some books and found it, well, this was prior to being saved. I wonder how debauchery and these things can go on for so long and nobody eventually stood up to them, but I'm saying how things can go on so long unchecked. Well, people have, the enemy has cheering sections off, and he's always going to cheer you in your demise or the demise of someone else. But I'm here to tell you to rejoice and don't hallelujah. And it's easier said than done. Don't reason yourself because the results aren't there. I know it can be frustrating, but there is power in your patience. Patience is a virtue, meaning it's powerful. Hallelujah. If God told you it, stand on it. Because I promise you, what you see is going to try to minister to you out of your belief. I promise you. Hallelujah. The enemy is a minister too, if you didn't know. Hallelujah. But don't let him minister to you out of believing God. He says again, praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. Now watch this. And again, Isaiah saith, he's talking about Isaiah, there shall be a root. This is a foundation. This is the root of things. It's the life of that thing. You can feel anything on a tree, but if you keep its root, it's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
He said a root of Jesse. And he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Ah, thank you, God. This is a powerful statement. Because it's just not the rule and the reign for us, it's trust. It is for everyone that it is not, things have all oftentimes in our lives mastered us and reigned over us. Hallelujah. But it couldn't be trusted because it wasn't for our benefit. It wasn't for our eternal benefit. It wasn't for our minimal benefit or our relational benefit. He said, but I got a root that's bigger than that root of bitterness in your heart. I got a root that's bigger than the rage in your life. I am the Lord of Lords. And there have been many things Lord of us, but there is none bigger than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's been many kings, but I'm still the King of Kings. Sometimes we don't know what we're working with. We have been influenced and enslaved for so long by a situation, a mindset, hate. We have been enslaved for so long. But there is a king bigger. There's a master bigger. Hallelujah. He said, there shall be a root of Jesse. Now he's talking about the house of Jesse, the house of David. Hallelujah. But we know he's talking about the rebel is Jesus Christ. Because David was in the line of Jesus. Hallelujah. He shall rise and he shall reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Hallelujah. You trust what you believe. You trust what you believe. I don't care how you split it. What you are trusting in your life is what is attached to your belief. Your belief. But God said, let me take this. Let me destroy these lies the enemy has spoken in. Hallelujah. We self-degrade and we degrade one another because of our belief. And it's mm-hmm. something that has gone on, and we trust it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those things begin to be our God, and they reign over us. But I'm here to tell you, thank you, God, there is a real king that sits high and he looks low. And he's bigger than what has been reigning over your life. I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. I'm still under construction. We all still under construction. Hallelujah. But he's still a king. And he still reigns. Watch this, thank you, God. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. He says again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Watch this. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy, not some joy, but all joy. And peace, watch this, in believing. In believing. So they tell you that what we believe will bring hallelujah. Hallelujah. The peace and the joy. And the reason why we have such unstable minds and it's because of what we are believing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're tossed to and fro because of what we are believing. Let me show you something. When Peter stepped off the boat, he stepped out of something that he thought was his protection or his vehicle or his protection. And he stepped on the unstable water, but he was on top. But when he focused on Jesus, he stayed on top. When he focused on the troubled water, he began to sink. What we constantly keep our eyes on oftentimes affects what we believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we fasten our heart on is what we believe. Hallelujah. And we move so accordingly. So he says, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, because he knows your belief will be tested. He knows the prophecy over your life will be tested. He knows your walk, there will be things that will come absolutely contrary and try to talk you out of your walk with you, out of your walk towards what he has put your hands to, out of your business, out of your children being delivered, out of your marriage being non-reconcilable. But I'm here to tell you something. The power isn't in the result. It is in the belief. That's where the power is. And I don't care what looks totally contrary to what God has said. Put your trust and your full backing, your trust, your eyesight, whatever it is, and believe. Because he's going to fill you with hope. He's going to fill you with the joy and peace. See, when you believe right, hallelujah, he'll always order your steps. When you believe in him, he'll direct your path. He said the joy and the peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope you might abound in hope through the power, watch this, of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's so powerful. Now, he's making these statements to, he is sending this epistle to believers who were under siege. There was bounties put out on Christians. And if you read through Romans, he's teaching them about Jesus. He's teaching them about faith. He's teaching them about belief. He doesn't mention the bounty. Barely mentions his incarceration. But he's teaching them about belief. Hallelujah. Don't let your sister, don't let your situation incarcerate your belief. Grab your peace and grab your Holy Ghost and watch God be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing more powerful than the Holy Ghost. But your life transforms with your belief. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there, thank you, God. We're going to stop right there. I tell you, I won't be on here too long. Praise God. I bless God for you tonight, saints of God, each and every last one of you. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministry. Hallelujah. Have peace. Have joy in your belief. Hallelujah. And watch God work. Watch him work. Hallelujah. The enemy has robbed us too long because of the instability in our belief, the unstableness. Hallelujah. God says, I'd rather have you lukewarm. I mean, hot or cold, rather, than lukewarm. Because that's torture. And I know it's torture because I've been there. God telling you one thing. You believe in what you think. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach the gospel. I come back, I got eviction notice. God tells me, you're not going nowhere. And God come through. I face opposition, obstacles. And I would cower down to him. My belief would be serrated, if you will, like a Ginsu knife. Making decisions according to instability is torture. Double-minded. But I'm here to tell you, it was a breaking point in my life where I had to give the enemy back what he had ministered. Hallelujah. I had to give the enemy back what he had given me. And God began to deal with me, not with what was on the outside, but what was on the inside. Hallelujah. I can't change the world, but I know the Holy Spirit that is within inside of us and this Word of God thing. Hallelujah. He's faithful. His word is his bond. And it's time for us to be bound by the word of God, that our belief can change what's on the inside and in turn affect what's on the outside. Hallelujah. We have been ruled and reigned too much by what somebody else has said, what the world is saying, what fear is saying, Because they're all ministers. The enemy doesn't stop ministering. But just because he gives it, don't mean I have to receive it. Follow me. Believe, thank you, God. Hold on to your Holy Ghost and believe. Follow me.